jurors in a Colorado courtroom are trying to determine the mindset of a gunman. It's a critical phase in the trial of James Holmes. He pled not guilty by reason of insanity in the killing of 12 people at the midnight premiere of a Batman movie in Aurora, Colorado. Jurors are hearing his story in his own words as they watch a videotaped psychiatric examination ordered by the court. Ben Marcus from Colorado Public Radio has more.
Prosecutors spent the first month of the trial recreating the night of the shooting in all its gut-wrenching and gory details. But this isn't a whodunit. The question has always been, was the gunman insane at the time?
Please be seated.
That's the question that has consumed Judge Carlos Zamora's court in recent days.
This is the case of the people of the state of Colorado versus James Egan Holmes.
Zamora hired Dr. William Reed to evaluate Holmes. District Attorney George Brockler called Reed to testify and didn't waste much time getting to the point.
Is it your opinion that on the period of time that is applicable to these proceedings, that the defendant James Egan Holmes met the definition of legal sanity?
Yes.
Of course, Holmes's legal team has its own experts who will eventually testify that he was insane. The jury will hear from them later this summer. But for now, Reed is the prosecution's star witness, and he testified that Holmes clearly suffered from some mental illness, but...
Whatever he suffered from, it did not prevent him from forming the intent and knowing what he was doing and the consequences of what he was doing.
Reed testified that before he interviewed Holmes, he received a copy of the case file. He talked to his parents, interviewed other psychiatrists who treated him. Eventually, he would sit down with Holmes for a one-on-one videotaped evaluation that lasted more than 20 hours, all of it shown to the jury. Early on, Holmes's responses are odd and absurd. Here, he explains why killing others increased his self-worth.
Just that anything they would have done or, pursued... is canceled out and given to me.
Holmes assigned 1 point for each person, so by killing 12, he added 12 points to his self-worth. The injured don't count, and he said he regretted that people were wounded. In the video, Reed asks Holmes to explain the logic behind that belief.
It's not based on logic, it just is the way it is.
But in what may be damning evidence, Holmes eventually admits on tape that he knew what he was doing was legally wrong, that he withheld the plan of attack from others because he didn't want to be stopped, and he believed the FBI was surveilling him. The court psychiatrist William Reed explained to the jury why, in his medical opinion, that proves sanity.
It suggests that he knew that he was doing something wrong or planning something wrong.
In fact, Reed says Holmes picked a midnight movie premiere to maximize casualties, but also because there would be fewer children in the theater so late.
He says he didn't want to kill children and says that he was sorry that a child was killed when he discovered that one was.
That victim was 6-year-old Veronica Mosier. Holmes's defense team has largely avoided cross-examining witnesses, especially victims from the theater. But Craig Silverman, a former deputy district attorney who's following the case, says they must attack Reed's credibility.
And they have to do a good job because Dr. Reed's a powerful witness for the prosecution. And if they leave him still standing when he leaves, it could be over for the client.
Because if the jury rejects that Holmes was insane at the time of the attack, he could be sentenced to death. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.